definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, everybody. Good Monday, and welcome into the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. It is a Music Monday. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. And we're going to talk a lot of Texas Tech baseball. We are lining up for a trip to Arlington, Texas. The team, apparently, under the first plans anyway, is going to head out to, right now. They'll be headed to Arlington at 9 a.m. for the busser. So off they go. And we'll catch up, Jamie and I, later to the boys. I don't even know where we're staying yet, but that's what happens when you go Stillwater, Tempe, get back now. Arlington play tomorrow night against the Texas Longhorns. Should be a at least a good time. And we know we're going to get the games in as they got the roof over the place. We were reminded last night if I'm a weather nut. So my brother, he's like, hey, you might want to dial in, dial it up. And they had a huge tornado in El Reno last night about 9 o'clock. And then they had a supercell thunderstorm that was the size of the metro. Just park over it. Flood warnings. You don't have to deal with any of that in OKC anymore because of the roof at Globe Life Field. It's a Hacks Bro Show and Lucas edition of the program. Rob Bro is in this morning. Rob, how are you?
I am very good. How are you?
I'm all right, man. It's it's been a long road this year. I was telling my wife, I was like, you know, I just feel like I've traveled almost ORU style. Just when your final home game is when it was 3 weeks ago or whatever, and then you go again, Stillwater, Tempe, Arlington. I just feel like I've been traveling like crazy. But now you got to go win a tournament. Hey, have fun, right?
Yeah, and you get to start with Texas.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. They're not very good. Nobody in this league is very good except for Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Then you got Texas. They're okay. But for the most part, the standings are right. The Red Raiders are the 10th best team in this league, just barely good enough to get in with the holes that are in this team. But you never know. Lightning can strike. We've seen teams make huge rallies. Fresno State getting into Omaha. Oregon State getting into Omaha when nobody expected them to. Of course, the Ole Miss story, last team in, win the whole thing. So, and they've been bouncing you around. What was it like with Chuck on Friday?
It was electric. We had the Scotty
electric.
We had the Scotty Scheffler news right before the show.
Yeah,
and we took a hard stance on it, or he did, and it was a fun time. It's a fun time.
I happened to be up at 5:14, so I've been 7:14 here. And I got a text. It's like, are you following this Scotty Scheffler stuff? And I was like, yeah, I am, actually. It's pretty pretty interesting. And then, of course, you have the memes. And
oh, it was beautiful.
I mean, so what stance did Mr. Hines take?
Oh, that he might not even should play and that the police were right. You got to stop. There was no room for error there, marginally or otherwise.
Period.
Hard line. Period blank.
Well, I actually just wanted to hear it from you because I'd actually heard the reverberations from Chuck's theories all the way out in Tempe, Arizona, as we were getting ready for some breakfast. Nothing really stood out for me. Jamie hiked 400 miles and set a new record. I laid in bed till noon. And then the one day I got up to go get breakfast, it was all put up at 9 a.m. Like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
It's 9 a.m. Come on. I've been a good boy. I hadn't even been drinking. I was just sleeping in a little bit. Now I was like, oh, I think I'll get me a horrible waffle. It was all put up. All put up. Anyway, some interesting things about this ballpark, Rob. When I was hearing... So we were out there in 2009 with ORU, and we had an unbelievable regional. played Arizona State to the hilt. I mean, we lost 4-1 in the championship to Mike Leake, who struck out 15 guys. Our guy struck out 13 of their guys. Mark Serrano, he got a standing ovation from their crowd as he walked off to be replaced in the eighth. He went 8-3 against a national seed. We were the 2 seed. It was a great time. But then you started hearing things about a new stadium. Well, I thought they were going to build a new stadium because the old stadium is still up right there on campus. And I was like, okay, that's where we were, you know, getting reacquainted. Now, I'd been there for some hoops, but you went straight downtown. You didn't go to Tempe. You went to downtown Phoenix. So I thought they were building a new one. No, they were moving to the old one. This place was built in 1965, okay? And they had done some renovations on it. But Ray Haber was like, yeah, I played here in the mid-80s in spring training because this was the home of the A's spring training. And I went underneath and I saw a couple guys, and one of them was Reggie Jackson, and they were in a fight over size of biceps between Jose Canseco, who had just come on the scene. I don't know. It's just, so I was expecting better than what, I mean, the place seats 8,000. It's weird. So another piece of news, we're going back there. I know one place that we're going to play next year in the Big 12, Tempe. We're going back there for 3 games. It'll be this time conference play. And I don't know when, but their facilities guy was like, hey, we'll see you in a couple months. I was like, oh, okay.
There you go.
I got to say this too. And I don't think it's going to matter because I think everything's going to fall apart with this new Big 12. It's going to get eaten alive eventually. And we're going to have the 2 conferences and everybody else is going to be swimming around trying to fight for scraps in the chum, so to speak. I think that's going to happen. I don't know when, but it does not feel like a fit. I did not feel like I was in a Big 12 city. I did not feel like I was on a Big 12 campus. It just didn't feel right to me. And I know that's fuddy-duddy, old Big 8, early Big 12, when you had the divisions, when you had A&M in Missouri and Colorado, and I realize Colorado's coming back, and I realize I've talked this entire segment, but I just wanted to tell you that it didn't feel right to me. It didn't feel like a fit, and everything's about fit. And I understand that you got to fight to stay alive, and you got to take Arizona schools and at Utah. You talk about it, not a fit at all. Colorado, sure, a fit. It's because it's been there before, but that's just the way I felt.
You think that's because it's a big city or just the whole package? Just Tempe wasn't Big 12-ish. Was it the attitude?
Yeah. I think it's, number one, monstrous city. As Peggy Hill said, it's a monument to man's arrogance that city is there to begin with. It just didn't feel right, man. And maybe it will. And like UCF didn't feel right either, but it felt closer. And that's because they were dying to be a part of the Big 12. I think Arizona State and the people that I talk to are all ticked off that they have to leave their old rivalries. And I completely understand that. They're not going to get to play Oregon or USC or UCLA anymore or Stanford. But in this day of college realignment, it just didn't feel right.
Were those rivalries for Arizona State, Oregon, and UCLA?
Well, I don't know.
They were there for a long time.
Extreme feeling of familiarity?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And then now them having to fly east for everything, it's just going to be a huge adjustment. We'll have more coming up. Headlines are next. Hit us up on the chat line. Rob Bro Show in. I'm Hacks with Lucas. Talk to you here after this.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, everybody. It's a Hacks and Bro and Lucas edition of the program. You got some baseball this morning, as a matter of fact. Army-Navy going to play baseball at noon. How about that? Tennessee and Cornell, too. Andy Bernard will be happy about that one and in attendance. Timberwolves beat the Nuggets 98-80. They win the series. They'll take on the Mavs. Xander Schauffele birdies 18 to win his first major, edging Bryson DeChambeau and Victor Hovland, who was in The Hunt. First major for Xander, and he's got a PGA championship under his belt. Do you miss that thing being in August, or do you care?
No, I kind of like the...
May?
Yeah. Going through. Get the two majors and then the Opens.
Yeah, the only problem in August is if you had it anywhere that wasn't Wisconsin or someplace up north, you melted.
Yeah.
I took part in one of those. 6:40 tonight, the Astros and the Angels can be heard on 100.7 The Score. A rather slow day when it comes to sports on our radio stations. Tomorrow, Texas Tech will take on Texas in the Big 12 tournament, 7 o'clock. Have you dived into the bracket at all?
It's odd.
It's odd.
The bottom four seeds have a better road than the middle four seeds. The middle four seeds have to play an extra game.
I know.
It's weird.
I was sitting there kind of, I gotta get some readers, Rob. It's starting to affect my broadcasting. And I was like, doing the old squint, like, really?
Yeah.
That's what this is? And it's four games every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then you get to your championship on Saturday, right?
I believe that's correct, yeah.
You're not playing on Sunday, right? Let me pull this thing up. I don't need a co-pilot. K-State, here's tomorrow. K-State, Kansas, 9 a.m. West Virginia, TCU, 12:30. Cincinnati, UCF, 4. Then Texas Tech, 3 versus 10 at 7:30. Yeah, right. Then you got game one loser, game two loser. So somebody will be eliminated before lunch tomorrow. No, Wednesday. And then somebody will be eliminated tomorrow evening. No, Wednesday evening. God dang. Yeah, it's a big mess.
I guess it's hard to write a bracket with 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember the old pod system? Like, you had three teams that you were going to play unless you made the championship?
Yeah.
You just went up there with the pods? What are your thoughts on what has happened with Texas Tech baseball this year?
Man, where to start? You've had some frustrating, ill-timed injuries. You've had some really weird injuries. You had several players not live up to their billing, and a few others really overplay their billing at the beginning, but not all the way through, like maybe a Damian Bravo, of course, injuries there. And then
first name that came to my mind.
Pompey, who went through that cold streak there in the middle. But freshmen, that's written in, right? The freshman struggles at the end of the year. But it just feels like cursed is not the right word, because you weren't cursed this year. You didn't completely explode or implode. But it did feel a little bit like anything that could go wrong this year, a little bit, kind of did. Your pitching struggled in big stretches. Your hitting struggled in big stretches. You weren't clutch. Pretty much anything that a baseball team can be, you were for a week or two, but weren't for most of the season. And it's just so unlike a Tadlock team to have all of those things go wrong in one season.
Excuse me. Yeah, we've had our share of injuries, but I remember the Gingrey injury was like the third pitch he threw, and we knew that we weren't going to have him the rest of the year, and you made your adjustments to live without him. What was crazy is Trenton Parrish came back and looked okay. Like, usually when you go out with an arm, you never see these guys again.
Yep.
And I have a feeling that might have a chance, but the clock is ticking so much. You might have a chance to do that with Hewer, because he's still there. He's making all the trips. Of course, so's Brady Trumbello. I have kind of an eerie feeling about the whole thing starting with that Trumbello deal. Because you just come out of Dallas. You had the entire season laid out in front of you. You hadn't been crushed by all these injuries yet, like the Petty and the Fast and the Parrish and the Hewer and the Trumbo. For the players to see that, to see one of their guys, not to mention a guy, but like a, this wasn't a veteran. If you look at Brady Trumbello, have you ever seen him face to face?
No.
Okay. Babyface, young looking kid. Looks like he's 16 years old. So this is a fresh faced kid from the state of Washington who's put his faith in coming to play for Texas Tech, and in the middle of a inner squad, which everybody does. They probably did one before. They're going to do one later, maybe. I don't know. They do this kind of stuff all the time is what I'm getting at. I mean, this is the way you get better is you work on everything, you drill, you work out, you run, and you play baseball. So, next thing you know, you've got an ambulance out there. You got a kid who's got brain surgery going on. You got a kid who you don't know if is going to make it. And the trauma, again, I hate saying this, but it's the only way that I can equate it. The trauma that I went through watching my son go what he went through, getting his chin split open and bleeding all over Midland, still sticks with me. That had to be a massively traumatic situation to know that kid could have passed. A two-day induced coma. He comes out of it. By the way, he passed all his courses. I mean, it's awesome. He's starting to work out again. Wow. Yeah. Isn't that sweet?
That's incredible.
So you can still see the scar on his head, and he finished his courses, got them all passed, starting to work out again. But that right there had to be – it's one of those things that's like, we're all tough guys. We're all men. We're fine. But that had to be something that was not easy to get over with. And then maybe that kind of just started like this slowly declining. I don't know. I might be just completely out of my mind on it, but that's just – something that's been on my mind.
Well, in the same weekend, Kevin Bazell goes out with an illness.
Right.
And he's out for what? A month? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Yep.
6 weeks? What was it?
And you have
two other guys getting hit in the face with in the dugout.
Yeah.
In Washburn and... I mean, that's just crazy. That's a...
And it is hard to find the adjective. It's like, what did you say earlier? Cursed?
Yeah.
It's like a pall. I don't know if that's, a curtain of just kind of mystic weirdness that's happened to this team that has taken your guy, like Cole Cossey never would have pitched. Hudson Parker never would have pitched. Carson Baugh never would have pitched. All these guys are now being put out in damn situations. And I'm not talking about DAMN. Right. I'm talking about. You're supposed to now wall up a Big 12 opponent in the middle innings when you're on the road in Stillwater with guys that weren't going to pitch. Yeah, you're going to struggle. Arizona State can really hit. Brendan Lysak, I mean, he was going to be like a situational role guy at best. Now we need you to get five outs maybe. Well, he walked five in a row. It's been a tough season, folks. It's been a really tough season. But here we go again. Let's go beat Texas. Everybody will feel a lot better. Try to make a run. You just never know in baseball. You just never, ever know. Because this team now is getting back to where it's scoring some runs. Not saying that they're going to go win the whole dang thing, but hang with us. We'll get through these hard times together.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Our numero dos here on the End of the Bench. Good to be back with you. I'm heading for Arlington later on today because we got a game tomorrow night with UT. Be on the air at 7 o'clock. Double T 97.3, myself and Jamie Lent. Look forward to bringing you all that action. We'll find out who's going to throw when, I hope, sooner than later. Rob and I are going to discuss, He brought it up during the break, and I'm thankful for it. Baron Morton, and the latest on him. We're going to get to that very soon with what he's going through with the wing. Oft-injured wing. The Visual Edge IT Hotline is 806-771-0973. You can hit us up on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. That is through the 100.7 The Score mobile app presented by Happy State Bank. The Rob Bro Show is in today. We're going to spin it around a bunch here as we head towards the summer with a lot of movement. Guess what my pops did? Guess what my dad did? Booked us for Cancun. Mid-July. Nice. All-inclusive.
Oh, yeah.
I might not survive. My boy World Beato. I never miss a chance to talk about World. World was the greatest consumer of goods that I've ever seen in my entire life. From sun up to sundown, even on to sleep, he was eating and drinking. Eating more than drinking. The drinking was just a little seasoning for him. But one day at Hard Rock Riviera Maya, when the basketball was over, that's another difference. When basketball is over at Texas Tech, we come home. Basketball is over, come home. No kicking it for another day. At ORU, they were big on kicking it for another day. So we had a free day. He decided at the pool that he was going to drink every mixed drink on the menu. There were 15 mixed drinks. He made it to 13. And then he said, oh, Hacks Dog, I just can't get down those last two, Hacks Dog. And then he went and played ping pong. It's kind of like the Chappelle Show, you know, where. And then he served his pancakes.
Yeah.
Prince can ball, man. All right, highest graded running backs, Pro Football Focus, college. Where would you start, Rob Brochot?
This is in the Big 12 or?
It's only in the Big 12.
Okay, I would start with Taj Brooks because I'm biased.
You were correct.
Yeah.
90.1, he's the only one with a 9 in front of his grade.
Wow.
Now, let's just see if you can get to. I mean, don't think of the one that you would think of.
Okay, so
because he's way down the list.
I would think of Ollie Gordon.
Right, he's way down the list.
Let's see. What is the UCF guy?
All right,
Harvey.
He's fourth.
R.J. Harvey.
Yes, 87.9.
Okay.
There's another UCF running back ahead of him.
Oh, the kid from Toledo.
Penny Boone.
Yeah.
Okay. He's 88.2.
Wow. Because he was running against Toledo's opponents.
You know, I was almost the voice of Toledo.
Were you?
Finished runner-up.
The Rockets. The Golden Rockets. Toledo.
I would have taken it, too. You know, you don't. You know, you really didn't want the job when they tell you you finished runner-up and you hit your knees and thank the Lord. You know, you were so close. Oh, man.
Dadgummit.
That's tough. Hang up the phone. Thank you, Lord. Any ideas on number two?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. So it's not Ollie Gordon.
Nope, he is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th at 83.7.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's two?
Jaheim White, West Virginia.
Okay.
Then Devin Neal, 5.
That's probably who I would have gone to next, Devin Neal.
Is it Quali Conley from Arizona? DJ Giddens, K-State, right ahead of Ollie Gordon. So we basically go to all of this. Minimum 150 snaps, highest graded running backs. Taj Brooks, number one, 90.1. Joey McGuire hit retweet on this morning, by the way.
Is Donaldson from West Virginia on there too? Or just White?
Just White.
Huh. And this is PFF?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to say that's a great list because Taj is first. But mm-hmm. generally when PFF comes around, I'm just some guy blowing in his basement grading stuff.
Making graphics.
Yeah.
They're good at graphics. That's what
they have good graphics, yeah.
That's what catches your eye.
Yeah.
All right, so here's one. Total shift. Most hated team in every state.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Now, college or pro. Okay? It can be college or pro.
Oh.
For instance, they got Nebraska as OU as their most hated team. Okay? Colorado, the Raiders.
Gotcha.
Okay? What's Texas?
Most Texas hated team. Texas is OU? No. It's a pro team? The Astros? The Rangers? The Eagles?
There you go! Finally, we got the Eagles, man!
I'm a Cowboys fan. I should have...
You should have got it!
The Eagles.
The Eagles.
I just... Pro sports does not have as much...
Me too.
...hatred as me it too. Used to me. I would lean college there.
Any shot on California that you would... You need to go to the other side of the country.
Oh,
and by the way, Philadelphia is the Cowboys.
So they're paired there. The other side?
Mm-hmm.
It could be an ACC team. Probably NBA here. The Knicks? The Celtics? The Celtics. The Lakers and the Celtics.
Still.
Oh, that was pretty easy there.
With the hatred. I love Montana, Idaho, the Vandals.
Who else? Yeah.
The Midwest up north, outside of Wisconsin, Minnesota and the Dakotas, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Chicago Bears. Now, when you get down south, the only one that's pro in the deep south is Louisiana. They say Falcons. Arkansas, LSU. Bama, LSU. Mississippi, LSU. Florida, Georgia. South Carolina, Alabama. There you go. Some hatred for your Monday.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hour number three here of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com, a Hacks, Rob Bro, and Lucas edition of the program. Have you seen the reverse freeze? Do you know what the freeze is?
Yes. The
Braves?
Yep. It's called, I have seen the reverse freeze.
Beat the fridge?
Yes.
That guy can move, man. Yeah,
he can.
Also saw over the weekend this rather large fella sprinting around the track, and Robert Griffin III said, "Who is this, and where can I find him?" But it was this big dude. He was in a track outfit.
Yeah.
And he was flying.
So that's either a junior high kid or a high school kid. He went viral, I don't know, a month ago because he's running in a track meet. I think he's running the relay, and they're just – I think his name's Robert.
Robert, just, yeah.
Robert, as he's coming around the corner.
I didn't have the sound up, so.
Fathlete, we call him.
Fathlete.
Yep, Fathlete.
Did I miss the word of the day?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Huh!
Whoops.
All right, we're going to do it now. We'll do it live.
It's my favorite clip.
Don't write it. All right, we're giving away on June 20th, $2,500 down at Two Docks. That's where you can go get registered right now by typing into 100.7 The Score. Orioles. O-R-I-O-L-E-S. Orioles. That's today's word for May 20th. The next word will come up at 12:45 on the bottom line. Orioles It is a local contest. Local winners. And we've done drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And folks have won $250 on a regular basis. Thanks to the Raymar Stations and the Home Zone helping you make your house a home. All right, Rob. Worry level. Baron Morton. Seeing specialists. I think it was reported 2 days ago that he had gone to another doctor to check out this, was a shoulder?
Shoulder.
Give me your worry level. Give me your thoughts.
So just initial thought when I saw the news, probably like a 6.5. But then let me read you, let's see, a Joey Maguire quote. He says, sorry, I had this pulled up earlier. Then I was looking at Bobby Hill pictures. I couldn't find.
Couldn't find the Bobby Hill rendering.
Yeah. Basically says, I'll paraphrase it. If we're trying to avoid surgery, if he needs surgery, that'll be a last resort. But we're trying to avoid, if you're still trying to avoid surgery, if that's in the conversation in May, because avoiding surgery means to me that it's on the table. And if surgery is on the table, you're still injured. And it wasn't just a precautionary shutdown for spring. Because this is also compounding by the shutdown for spring. And then now you're missing time potentially in the summer because you're rehabbing still. It just, I've my ears are perked and I am above a 7, 8 maybe.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, I am too. It's like, we were, our worry started, what, when he got in the game at West Virginia? Is that when he got it banged?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, our worry for Texas Tech quarterbacks is going to be there no matter what because of the recent history with everybody except for Nick Schimonek from Pat Mahomes on has been not just dinged. I mean, I remember Jed Duffy playing on a broken foot at K-State. So many guys have been through this. Of course, the Alan Bowman collarbone, punctured lung. Was it
ankle?
Who's the guy that started against Ole Miss?
McLean Carter.
I knew it was Carter. McLean Carter. For some reason, I had it as his first name. I mean, you've been put through the ringer on this. And in my experience is, you know when your arm stops hurting? You know when it stops?
When?
When you stop throwing a football.
Yeah.
Or when you stop throwing a baseball. That's when it stops hurting. Now, I'm sure there have been incredible advances in science since mid-90s, okay? And these guys do get the best care in the world. But if we're still talking about it in May when it happened in November or where October against West Virginia – my goodness, not good news. What's the fallback plan?
I mean, the initial plan is Cameron Brown from West Georgia. Then I'm assuming Will Hammond.
So with Cameron Brown, are you slamming it up into the middle quarterback keeper with
Taj Brooks, highest rated PFF running back?
I understand.
Then you're going Kevin
and I understand Valdez. That he had tremendous numbers even with. I mean, Baron Morton couldn't throw it 30 yards down the field last year.
It's not like they weren't expecting it last year, and he just popped off a couple of games. If you were playing Texas Tech last year, you were expecting Taj Brooks over the last half.
Yeah.
He still succeeded.
What's up?
The offensive line improved.
That's where I was going. That's where I was going to go next. Is that can you lean on that offensive line that much?
Hope so.
Here we are again. I mean, it's that same. I said when they, you know, knocked down all the stuff with the wrecking ball, you know, and they're finding artifacts over there at the facility. My guy Mike, he found some unbelievable stuff, you know, from the 80s and 90s. He's like, oh, man, you got to see this. Check this out. You know, this is from the 1995 whatever bowl. It's like, you know, that'll crush that spirit or that ghost that comes to get the Texas Tech quarterbacks. And then I think it just, like, there's more sports being played. Yep. And it's close. Oh, it's the baseball field. Let's go over there. Wreck some arms.
Yep. Just unleashed them.
Tongue in cheek. But it's getting old, man.
It really is. You've dealt with a lot of them.
Like season changer definers. Huge numbers. Every quarterback. I don't know. We'll see. But say a few prayers for that shoulder. We'll come back and have some headlines coming up on this Music Monday. Your thoughts, comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Football's not that far, folks. It'll be here quick. We'll have all the games broadcast for you on Double T97.3. More coming up here on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I had a dream that I had somehow gotten a show on Fox Sports Radio. And I was with Chris Plank, who's a friend of mine, and he does a show on Fox Sports. It's overnight. So I was on the phone for some reason. We were 20 minutes and 20 seconds into the show. And I did a politically incorrect impression. And they hung up on me and fired me with 20 seconds into my Fox Sports Radio show. And Choice sent me a text in my dream and said, man, that's all it takes? I'm like, apparently. Quick.
In and out.
Quick trigger. Congratulations, you've made it. That's what most of my nightmares are. When I was growing up, I used to have a lot of tornado dreams. Still have those. But most, let's say 90% of my dreams are disastrous. And the ones that involve the career are always I've made it and then I screw it up. Or I've made it and I'm stuck in traffic and I don't get to do the game. Or I've made it and I sleep in, I don't get to do a dirty impression and you're fired. It's just, you can have a good dream once. It'd be nice.
Yeah, I don't dream very often anymore.
God, dream like. And then I get so far into dreams that I think I'm actually living out my day and I can't get out of the dream. From the Yates Flooring Center chat line, cheap trick in the Coliseum. Yeah, but an 8-iron from 214 yards. I don't mind the rebooted Beavis and Butthead where they are middle-aged and in some of the episodes. I just looked at the Bobby Hill rendering, and he looks like Krang's body from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm telling you, it ticked me off.
I still can't find it.
Ticked me off.
To me.
No offense to the kid, but if Jake Strong is our backup again, we're in deep trouble. Hopefully Will Hammond will live up to the hype if he has to play this year. Ain't no good old boy ever spoke Swahili. Choice is in your dreams too. Dang, dude, rent free, fire him. No, it wasn't that kind of deal. He was listening to my debut and sent me a text like, that's a rough break. Made it to Fox Sports Radio and you got fired. Super Leagues. Tell me what it's going to look like in 5 years.
If there is a Super League, if they are branded as Big Ten, SEC, and there are two leagues, ESPN will have control of one of them. Fox will have control of the other one. ESPN and the SEC boys, Big Ten, will have Fox and NBC. I do not see them just saying, all right, here's the deal. We're taking this group, you're taking that group. If there is a breakoff, if there is some kind of exodus, the ACC and the Big Ten, the Big 12, the SEC, they will push 32 teams one way or the other. You'll have 64 teams, and I do not see how Northwestern, Rutgers, Wake Forest probably is not going to get a seat at the table. Vanderbilt, I don't see how those schools.
Yeah, but if you've been
in a football only conference, make the cut.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. But if you're already in, it seems like it's going to be really tough to rip somebody out.
Sure. It feels like,
because you know who Cincinnati doesn't make it. BYU doesn't make it. Arizona State, Arizona. I mean, I can't see this thing being 32-32. Can you?
Well, that just makes sense to me because that's what the NFL does. They have 32 teams.
So we're going to have two NFLs.
Making two NFLs, 64 teams. That's what the Power 5 was. The Power 5 was 64 teams. So if you're restructuring, and then you know what it is. It's the Big Ten North, which is the old Big Ten. It's the Big Ten West, which is the Pac-12. And then it's the SEC West, which is the Big 12.
Big 12, yeah.
And then it's the SEC East, which is...
TCU and Baylor don't make this thing, do they?
It's so hard to project private schools because you really don't know what their financials are.
Well, this Kansas thing, I've just seen smoke, right? But I don't know. I think it could catch fire pretty quick. And so let's say Kansas takes the bait, and they go off and they go to the SEC. Is that enough? Because it feels like the Big 12's under attack again.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys, I can't believe you survived this. This is the all-knowing, powerful Oz being ESPN. I can't believe we took your guys' legs and broke them when we took OU in Texas. And here you guys are still standing up. I can't believe you guys did that. This is an imaginary inner monologue from the great and powerful Oz ESPN. Might not make sense to anybody out there, but I'm trying my best. It's like, you know what we can do? There's another domino that we can do. A guy that makes a whole lot of money and makes a whole lot of money through the sport of basketball and is putting resources into its football, and that's the University of Kansas. Let's take that domino. Let's take that leg, knock it out, see if they can survive that.
I mean, why not just get Arizona when they were available? If you want a blue blood basket. And I guess Kansas is so much better than Arizona. But that's really the only domino you can go grab. But if you're waiting for a blue blood in basketball, why not just get Duke or North Carolina that are going to be available in the ACC folds? Because and unless it's just what you're saying, that they're trying to deal a blow to the Big 12 more than just add somebody. They're trying to take away somebody. That would be forward-thinking, but I guess if anybody is forward-thinking, it has been Greg Sankey. I mean, is Kansas the most... Are they the cream of the crop right now in the Big 12?
Well, I think they are financially, as far as being stable that way. And listen, I don't have the spreadsheets in front of me here. The answer to that might be no, but it might not matter, because they're just trying to destroy a league.
Sure.
Eliminate competition. I wonder if you ever get to a spot where a university decides, you know, we would love to compete at that level, but we have looked at our books, have looked at our donors, have bled our donors dry over NIL, and we're not going to do it. We are going to go with Boise State. We're going to go with Arizona and Arizona State. We're going to go with Kansas State. We're going to go with Iowa State. And we're going to go back to the way it was. You get your scholarships, your books, your food, your travel. We take care of you as a human being. If you have a health issue, we're going to take care of that. We're going to take care of this and that. But we can't write these huge checks. We can't do this NIL. And we're just going to go play ball. I wonder if it ever comes back to that.
And we'll win our own national championship.
Win our own national championship. We're never going to win a national championship over there. Playing with those dogs? Can't do that. We're just going to have our own deal like it used to be. I wonder if it ever comes back around to that. Ask the Benchwarmers next. Get your questions in.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You heard him. Ask the Benchwarmers here on 100.7 The Score. One More with myself and the Rob Bro. I've had a lot of fun with Rob being in. Glad he's a part of what we got going on here at the Score and Double T 97.3. Lucas White, our DJ today. Get your questions in through the Yates Flooring Center chat line presented by the 100.7 Score mobile app and Happy State Bank. Jeff, do you ever worry your kids will attend Tech over State? Lindale, Jeff. No, I've hit the jackpot. Either way, it's going to be awesome. My oldest doesn't plan on going to college, which I'm fine with as well. But my son, and he's just like me. I mean, he's a carbon copy. My son had his Tech gear on in Stillwater, sitting amongst OSU fans, first base dugout side, cheering on OSU, taking a little razzing from OSU people, cheering on Kyle Robinson, cheering on the guys. But, like, if football were going on, he'd be going nuts in an Oklahoma State jersey. That's just, people say you're pokes to me all the time. You're pokes. They're not my pokes unless it's football. That's the only thing that I care about when it comes to OSU. So, of course, it's my home. I lived in Stillwater, not just as a student. There's so many ties there. But as far as, like, athletic programs, it's just football that I have an interest in. I hope we kill them in baseball, kill them in basketball, and everything else. But and my boy's the same way. So that's kind of the way we operate. So either way, it's going to be gold stars. I mean, it's going to be awesome. And they may go to Cameron University in Lawton. I don't know where they're going to go.
Yeah. Somebody's asking, is Bro your real name or a stage name? It is my it's my name. It's always been my name. It's my dad's name. Dad's dad's name.
You got a good name. It's a lot better than Haxton.
You get tired if people are like, hey, bro. You know, you get it, bro.
Hey, bro. It's going to be.
You get it because it's your name, bro. Yeah, I get it.
Why not just have conferences based on the sport, the basketball conference, the football conference, the baseball conference, and have different divisions and levels? That's from Marcus. That sounds like a lot of paperwork.
Well, if they do break off from the NCAA, that's what it will be, at least in football. It'll be the football conference.
Right.
It'll be the college football conference.
Then maybe you could get back to some regional sense otherwhere. Maybe.
Hopefully. Down with the NCAA. That's all I care about.
Every time we go to Indy, I look down there going, you sons of... I'll tell you what. I can't stand them. Benchwarmers, you need 3 strikes in the 10th frame for $10 million. What's your confidence level to pick it up?
0.
I was going to say...
I'm not a bowler.
A turkey in the 10th frame for 10 million. I know there's 10 million bucks on the line.
I'm folding.
I'd say 2%. Bullfighter, what's your confidence? What's the next sports Big 12 title for Texas Tech?
Well, you don't want to say... track is the most likely they do it the most often. But then you're getting through all the sports next year until you get to another one. Soccer?
They lost a ton.
Yeah.
But it still might be your best.
Wolfighter says 90% confident.
90% confident that you would roll a turkey with $10 million on the line.
Pretty impressive.
Pretty wishful thinking, Bullfighter. Yeah, I don't know. Basketball's going to be so hard to do. Men's and women's. Always has been. I've only done it once. In Big 12.
Yeah.
Football, maybe. But we've just
talked about Barry Morton's
wounded wing.
Volleyball went through the changes.
Volleyball, no.
We get like a fall tennis, spring tennis. It'll also be interesting to see the how the new teams in all the Olympic sports get going.
I think Bullfighter is secretly that who do you think you are? I am guy. Which is, of course, Pete Weber. You got that?
The legend.
Luke, because I know you're looking for it.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Attaboy. He was supposedly saying that to a little kid who was mouthing him. Choice chimes in. You couldn't even beat me in bowling when we rolled. What's that, BF?
Bullfighter.
Bullfighter.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
it's like before. And Choice bowls backwards. Bullfighter.
He bowls backwards? Like he rolls it left with a right-handed throw?
So... I wish I had time to stand up and show you exactly how. So, take the ball. Place the back of your palm up.
Oh, the backspin. Okay. Yeah.
Flip it like that.
Yeah, I've seen
so
that.
So, I call it bowling backwards.
Sure, I've seen that. Yeah.
And a lot of people get the vision in their head of him like just throwing behind his back or something like that. No, it's the wrist flick.
Okay. I have seen that a time or two.
Good job, Rob, from the chat line.
Thank you. Don't know what I did. But.
Rematch homie at a real alley, Bullfighter. Don't listen to the haters, Hacks. You are a good luck charm. Baseball, basketball, soccer, all seen success since you joined. When will you call football, LOL? Never. My uncle was the golf coach and AD at Cameron University. Yeah, in Lawton, Oklahoma.
There you go.
Does listening to books on tape count as reading? Absolutely.
Yes. What's the last book you read, listened to?
How to Not Give a Blank.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I'm a scratch bowler and would say only 50% confidence in myself to strike out with that much on the line, Michael.
A scratch bowler.
Can you define scratch bowler? I honestly don't know. The scratch golfer is a handicap of 0, which means on average, you're going par 72, you shoot a 72. Par 70, shoot a 70.
Is that like a 250 a scratch bowler?
That's what I want to know. I don't know. Rematch, fellas. Let's go. Games are on me. That's from Bullfighter. When my back gets put back together. Don't know Bullfighter, but he backed his last challenge. Yeah. Thank you, Shelley, for your cheap shot. He has, and we got shut out. All right. So... that is the truth, and something that hangs around my neck. When I got to call the one game, Tech had like 3 first downs and got shut out for the first time in like 2 decades.
Yeah, that was at home. That was after the Iowa State game.
Oklahoma State.
Well, it was after the Iowa State debacle on air.
Yeah.
That they got suspended.
The 60-yard field goal or whatever.
Yep.
Scratch average is 200 or higher. You got to average 200 or higher.
So I'm seeing it's depending on the alley. Some alleys have a 230. I guess based on competition and lanes and whatever else. In my brief Googling, that's what I saw.
At best, 40 to 60 with that much on the line. That's a lot of pressure from Juan. Yeah, I would say so. But wouldn't it be sweet? Somehow 3 pure strikes, $10 million. All right, that's going to wrap things up. Thanks to Rob. Thanks to Lucas. Hope you enjoyed the Music Monday. Bottom Line, coming up next.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.